It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Well, for the third time in 3 years, the Edmonton Oilers have defeated the Los Angeles Kings in the first round of the playoffs. I'm not a big fan of this new NHL format when it comes to the playoffs for this reason right here. Too many good teams get knocked out too quick. It doesn't always happen, but if you have the same matchups year after year, that's not great. So I feel like it's not great for ratings for TV. 3 years in a row. Now, I'm okay with it because I'm an Edmonton Oilers fan, but something's got to give. Nice to see. Back when it was 1-8, that's when it was good. That's when I enjoyed it. Here first, you played the 8th place team. You go back even further in the NHL, you know, 1st versus 16. That was well beyond my time, though. But 1st versus 8th, and I really think it needs to go back to that format because you're going to have a lot of variations on who is going to be, well, 1st or 8th. The new format's not great. Also yesterday, Vegas lost to the Stars. Stars beat Vegas, I guess is how I should have said. One game tonight. Only one. Bruins and Maple Leafs. The Leafs look to make it go to 7 games. It's 3-2 Boston lead. But I have a feeling. Now, don't really base what you're going to do and bet on this game on what I say. Because I thought for sure the Leafs were going to lose last game. But I'm like, I got a feeling. I'm not going to see where the tingle's going. I had a feeling the Bruins are going to win.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So they're doing something pretty big over in France. Well, I guess they're suggesting something. Scientists and experts are suggesting that they were asked to look into screening guidelines, I guess, for kids. And France is going to take some unprecedented steps to limit their exposure because at the end of the day, children were becoming merchandise. In this new world with technology. My oldest has a phone. We haven't got one for youngest one yet. But he has an iPad. And he has pretty much all the same apps on there. And the TikTok, Instagram. They use Snapchat all the time. They have their group chats going on with sports and all the time. I know they use Snapchat. But I know there's a lot of other things that are they're not good for it. But they have suggested now that children under the age of 13 should not be allowed to have a phone. So 13 and older, have a phone. But that all social media should be banned from kids until they are 18. TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat. I know a lot of kids will lie about their age to go on there. I just admitted, you know, kids still use it. A lot of other parents would be doing the same thing. But I do notice a big difference when kids are acting up. Take away their phone, take away their iPad, video games or whatever. They're completely different kids when you take it away. So I can get behind this. Will I enforce it? No, because I like quiet time.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Just after talking about kids and social media and how France is thinking about banning kids from using it. And then saying, you know, kids under 13 shouldn't even have a smartphone. Do they still make like burner phones, I guess? You could maybe go and grab one of those and give to your kid if you need to reach out to them. Because really, who has a landline still? I don't think many people. If you look at the phone book when it comes out, it's like all in one. Where, well, maybe Regina's always has been one, but it's not quite as thick as it used to be. But yesterday, driving home and kids got talking about their Snap scores. And how some people have, Holden was saying, oh, well, one person on my list has 700 or almost 800,000 as a Snap score. What? The hell's a Snap score? That's crazy to me. They kind of explained it. And they started talking about theirs. And I've had Snapchat for, I never use it. If I have to get a hold of one of the kids because they never answer their text, I'll send it on Snapchat and then they'll answer it, which totally defeats the purpose of trying to communicate with them and their devices. But they started making fun of me because of my Snap score. I don't even know if mine's at 1,000 yet. No, it's got to be that. But high Snap scores, that's what the kids are all about. High Snap scores, views on TikTok, views on Instagram, likes, comments, all of that. So I am getting more and more to the way that I fully support what France wants to do and ban kids from under the age of 18 from using social media. Social media says you can't use it, but of course kids still do. But you can't have a low snap score, okay? It's not cool.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Tax season. Hey, a time of year when you find out if you owe the government more money. It's great when they find out that, hey, you're getting money back, but when you find out they got to pay it, really sucks. This guy, though, Barry. We're going to call him Barry. You know why we're going to call him Barry? Because that's his name. Barry lives in Pennsylvania, and Barry got his tax bill and found out that he owed $34 billion in overdue taxes, penalties, and interest by the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue. Number so big that it didn't actually even fit on one full line. So he actually ended up getting a refund from the IRS on the exact same day. Imagine it was a mistake, obviously, but imagine getting that bill and you're looking at it and the zeros just don't stop. $34 billion. The actors that owe all this money, like Wesley Snipes, doesn't he owe like millions of dollars? But getting that bill of $34 billion, that'd be something. It would be, you know, like it could give you a heart attack right off the start. You find out it's a mistake, especially when you're like, well, wait a second. I've never even made that much money in my life. How can I owe that much in taxes? That's a lot of money. That's like Iron Man money. That's a lot of money. $34 billion. I have a tough time wanting to give the government $300. Then I think about the carbon tax, too, and, well, $34 billion still quite a bit more.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I want to say this is about a month ago that Chad and I were talking about a whistleblower with Boeing suddenly dying. Well, a fellow by the name of Joshua Dean, a former Spirit Aerosystems quality auditor, claimed he was fired for flagging concerns about lax standards with the company's manufacturing plant in Kansas. We all know what's happened with Boeing airplanes and doors ripping off and all the issues going on. Well, crazy turn of events here for poor Joshua Dean. His sudden death at the age of 45 just on Tuesday came after suffering from a fast-spreading infection. This according to his family and lawyer. So a huge loss to the aviation community, they're saying, because this guy knew what he was doing. But he was a whistleblower. And he's bringing up all the concerns, what's going on with Boeing. He even testified at a shareholder lawsuit against the company. He was fired from Spirit in April of 2023 to discourage others from speaking out about concerns. And since that didn't work, the firing, they figured, hey, maybe we'll kill him, potentially. And that'll stop people from talking.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So zombies have always been around. That's right. Maybe I shouldn't say zombies have always been around, but it appears that zombies are something that we've always feared as humans. Now you go back to even cavemen. This is back in the Stone Age. They were afraid of zombies then too. When people would die, they would put really big, heavy rocks on them. Now this wasn't all of them. They put big, heavy rocks on top of the bodies, just in case they came back alive. Cavemen and women were also terrified of zombies and so scared, in fact, that they would put rocks on top of them. This is something I think we should bring back.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I feel like I'm going to be full of doom and gloom here. Maybe it's because I haven't had coffee until, 15 minutes ago. But this is how the world ends. Not with a bang, but a triple whammy. That's right, a triple whammy. Now they're saying, the world is going to collide into a big supercontinent. Like what the world was way, 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 way back, millions and millions and millions of years ago. The supercomputers have predicted this. A failing food supply, sea levels will rise, planet will become too hot to live, which will lead to almost all mammals, including humans, to die out. Hot and dry, uninhabitable supercontinent. But don't worry, it's 250 million years from now. So whatever happens over the next, 41, Yeah, I'm going to guess roughly 40 years, you know, on the long end. Whatever happens then, I'll try and be careful-ish. But after that, I guess I should worry about kids and grandkids and your family I should be concerned about too. But man, once I'm dead, whatever.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Are you a fan of reality television? Of course you are. I'm not, but you are. Maybe you're not. But here's something kind of cool. So The Amazing Race Canada is being filmed right now, and they are in Regina. That's right. They are here in Regina, filming right now. They're going to be at Mosaic Stadium filming today. Not sure what they're doing or anything. Maybe they're doing all the steps at Mosaic Stadium. I don't know. Don't ask me. I just know that they're going to be there filming an episode of The Amazing Race Canada today. Had some coworkers spot them outside of the Hotel Saskatchewan, getting ready to go. Bunch of backpacks, bunch of cameras. People were there. They're talking, you know, recording. So that's kind of cool. It's going to be happening here today. So you'll be able to watch that and be like, I heard that guy on the radio talking about this. So you know, next season when they play it, it'll be on. I'll watch that episode. It's likely it, though.
Chad and Evan Daly.
It was reported back in January, the end of January, that Universal Music was going to be pulling all their music from TikTok. And they started doing that. People were upset. It's like, hey, you can't take away that Taylor Swift from my TikTok account. Well, Universal did. People did find a loophole, though. They either sped the music up, slowed it down, and put it on their videos. But like Canadian artists say, like... at a Rush, I guess. I'm just trying to think of some other ones here. Arkells, just rock-wise. I mean, like, there's Shania Twain talk. But Taylor Swift would have been the big one for people. Well, I would have thought that that social media giants TikTok would have won and just said, no, we're just doing it anyway. But no, Universal Music Group ended up winning. So they are actually working with TikTok to work on payment for all these artists and get them the money that they deserve. That's a good thing. Finally, the music labels are, who's kidding? Who are we kidding here? They're doing it for their own pocketbook, not the artists.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.